Peoria, Illinois. Was born there and lived there for my first 8 years and was there last week. Spent 3 days there with my aunts and a number of cousins I haven't seen for many years. It was a good time because we actually met and it wasn't a funeral. So this time, if you'll take your Bibles and turn to the book of Jude, it'll be slightly different than what's on your program. We'll be reading verses 1 through 4 and 7 through 23. If you go to the very end of your Bible, you'll have Revelation, and the book just before it, the little book before it, is the book of Jude. If you'll stand, please, now for the Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Starting with verse 1 in the book of Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who changed the grace of our God into a license for immortality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. 17. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To the others, show mercy, mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. This is the word of God. You may be seated. Hey Jude, mercy, peace, and love. I received an email this past week or so entitled The Window. Well, I had this email, a similar one, quite a while, and had planned to use it sometime. And they're slightly different, so I kind of put the two of them together. Called The Window. Two men, both seriously ill, occupied the same hospital room. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour a day to drain the fluid from his lungs. His bed was next to the room's only window. The other man had to spend all his time flat on his back. The men talked for hours on end. They spoke of their wives and their families, their homes, their jobs, their involvement in the military service, and where they had been on vacation. And every afternoon, when the man in the bed next to the window could sit up, he would pass the time by describing to his roommate all the things he could see outside the window. The other man, the man in the other bed, would live for those one-hour periods where his world would be broadened and enlivened by all the activity and color of the outside world. The windows overlooked a park with a lovely lake, the man had said. Ducks and swans played on the water while children sailed their model boats. Lovers walk arm in arm amid flowers of every color of the rainbow. Grand old trees graced the landscape, and a fine view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance. As the man by the window described all these in exquisite detail, the man on the other side of the room would close his eyes and imagine the picturesque scene.